For now, though, this health and wellness feature is brought to you by Zambac Chest Rub. Breathe easier.
This is Cape Talk.
Now, June is Men's Health Month, and we want to kick off the conversation about the importance of men's health checks and how women can play a role in encouraging their partners and friends to have them done regularly. We're going to share the story of a young man who did what all young men should do. He listened to his mother, and it literally saved his life. On the line with me this afternoon are Mark and Olivia Kerr-Lewis. Olivia is a nurse who works with the Cancer Association, and Mark is her son, who is a testicular cancer survivor and has also just become a father for the first time, I believe, only a week ago. So, Mark, let me start by saying congratulations, and I hope you had enough sleep last night. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, the sleep is getting less and less, but it's extremely exciting, and what a blessing.
And it's great to have you with us, as well as you, Olivia. I'll be putting some questions to you in a few minutes from now, but let me start by welcoming you too.
Thank you. Welcome to the listeners, and thank you for having us.
It's a great pleasure. Mark, I mean, getting to hold your firstborn child in your arms is something I bet you didn't take for granted, because it so easily could have been an event that never happened. Won't you tell us a little bit about how your cancer was diagnosed?
Yes, it was just before my 30th birthday. I've been feeling some pain in my testicle for a while, but, you know, in the beginning, as all guys do, you ignore it and move on and think, oh no, you know, it'll go away. But having, you know, in the back of my head, this, my mom telling me our whole life, you know, to, as she called it, inspect your ghoulies, I thought, no, well, let me have it checked out. And, you know, lucky or unlucky, there was a pain as well. So I went to the doctor, and we did a scan, and the doctor saw something she didn't like and referred me to a urologist, and the urologist said, no, he thinks there's cancer and I should go for surgery to have it checked out.
And sure enough, it was testicular cancer, but you'd caught it early enough, Mark, that it was easy to manage. I mean, not easy, but relatively easy to manage. What sort of interventions did you have after the surgery?
Correct. Look, once we discovered it was testicular cancer, they removed the testicle. And because it was caught so early, you know, it wasn't any drastic measures that we taken, but to be safe and make sure there isn't any cancer cells that have spread through your body, I went through two bouts of chemotherapy afterwards, and then for about 5 years after that, just once a year, just going for a checkup to make sure everything is still okay.
And here you are, a new dad, Mark, which I'm sure allays a lot of people's fears around this subject, that you were able to carry on and live a normal life, all because your mom told you to inspect your coolies. Isn't it a great story? Olivia, I mean, tell us more about why you were saying that. Clearly it was a message that you felt was really important to relay to Mark and his brother from the time they were in their early teens, I believe.
Yes, you know, babies born with undefended testes are at a higher risk of developing testicular cancer. So my youngest son, Desmond, was born with undefended testes, and I didn't want to, just pick on him. So I only have the two boys. I always used to say to both of them, guys, have you checked your ghoulies? And they say, oh, Mom, you're so gross. Being a nurse, you know, we call a spade. And that must have stuck, you know. So, and strange as it may be, Desmond, who had the undefended testes, and which was rectified, you know, he never developed testicular cancer, and he was the boy who had a higher risk. And Mark, who had, well, really no risk, he was the one that got testicular cancer. But that message was the underlying conviction for him to go for further testing. And that is why it's so important to educate our children.
Olivia, as you said, you're a nurse, and secondly, you've worked for many years with the Cancer Association, so you've got a lot of first-hand experience of these issues. I know it's a generalization to say that men tend to be less alert about their health than women, that maybe they're not as parat about going for their annual checkup and having the tests done as regularly as they should. In your experience as a nurse and with the Cancer Association, is it a fair generalization? Do you think it's an accurate generalization?
Absolutely, it's very accurate. Men are very, you know, they don't go for their checkups, and that's something, a message that you've got to bring home all the time. And you've also, you know, to almost stress it, that is why Hollard has that daredevil run, and which is I'm so passionate about, because men of all ages, I mean, we've got babies in prams and young boys and men running, and it's all creating awareness of testicular and prostate cancer. So it's bringing back that message. You've got to take responsibility for your health. You've got to know your body. And that message must be reinforced all the time. And that's why we do talks at schools and we teach parents to say, guys, you know, mothers, tell your sons, speak to your sons. Why does, you know, promote it? Let your husbands, you know, encourage them to go for their prostate examinations, to examine their testicles.
Mark, I mean, obviously in your case, that voice was there implanted in your head because your mom had been so, had put so much emphasis on this in your earlier life. But when you talk about what you've been through and discussed with your friends, as a matter of interest, do friends of your sort of age, share your commitment to the cause, or do you have to really nudge them to say, guys, you really need to go and have these tests done, even though you would rather bury your head in the sand and pretend they're not needed?
Funny enough, being in, you know, coming from an all boys high school, you know, the culture of giving each other stick and uphill sort of played into that. And when I told them what had happened, you know, it was a lot of joking initially. But I think, you know, having it happen with someone close to you, I think that brought the message, you know, more to their minds than that. And I know a lot of my friends now also do the checkups as necessary and go to the doctor when they feel something is amiss.
Yeah.
And, you know, having done previous interviews, I've had strangers phone me and say, well, you know, being able to hear someone say this on the radio and that it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world to go to the doctor for a checkup. If you feel something, the sooner you catch it, you know, the better the prognosis. And they did that and, you know, it saved their lives at the end of the day.
Well, because, I mean, in the case of testicular cancer in particular, catching it at level one, at stage one, the survival rate is almost 100%, Mark. So that's the message we need to really drive home, that if you do the checks, you're likely to find it early. Your chance of coming through it and going on to live a normal life and become a dad like you've just done is really, really, really good. It's the guys who don't respond, who ignore the pain, who refuse to go to the tests, who run the risk of it only being picked up when they're much further down the line.
Correct.
Okay, so that's testicular cancer. Of course, the other one we have to talk about, which nobody likes to talk about, is the prostate exam. Olivia, that one in particular strikes the fear of God into many, in many men. Anything you'd like to say to them particularly about prostate checks?
Absolutely. You know, men fear the finger, and please, they must not fear the finger. Prostate cancer, I mean, there's a very simple blood test called a PSA, prostate-specific antigen, which is just a blood marker, but it can detect early, you know, if there's anything amiss with a prostate. And then if there is an increase in the PSA and it's higher than normal, then they should go for the finger test. And again, prostate cancer can be treated very successfully if detected early. Mm. So please, we bring them home the message, do not fear the finger.
We're talking to Olivia and Mark Kerr-Lewis. Mark is a testicular cancer survivor who's just become a dad a week ago. His mom, Olivia, is a nurse who has worked for a long time for the Cancer Association. They're both passionate about sharing the message about insisting that men get these checks done. It's about the men taking responsibility for themselves. It's about encouraging the women in their lives to encourage them to do so and spread the word about prevention being better than cure is what we're talking about here. Particularly, I just want to add in, I think in the current context where I know a lot of people have been avoiding routine health checks. Olivia, is it something you're concerned at? People have been avoiding going to hospitals because of COVID. They've decided, you know what, I'll just let it go for an extra year this time round. We've heard from so many medical professionals, like the breast cancer specialists, saying people are coming to us at stage three when we should have seen them at stage one because they were too scared to come to hospital. Is it something Cancer Association's worried about?
It is a huge concern for us because people are not going for their regular checkups, and therefore we are promoting it online and on our website everywhere. We do screening, we do the PSA testing, we do the clinical breast examinations, we do the pap smears in a very COVID regulated environment. So we really urge the public to contact the Cancer Association and to go to our nearest clinic and to have these very basic tests done, because really, early diagnosis leads to a wonderful prognosis. And it's a concern if these tests are not done.
Yeah. Well, Olivia and Mark, I want to thank both of you for joining us today. Olivia, I know you mentioned that Daredevil run. Just to somebody's asked me whether it's happening because of COVID. The plan is still for it to go ahead, but only later in the year. Is that correct?
Later in the year. It's usually March, but apparently I've heard it's going to be in September. And I think we just need to keep watching their website and hear, you know, when it is. But it is a wonderful event, and it just strikes a chord to see how many men are really so committed and involved there, and to spread the message of, you know, of men's health, and testicular and prostate cancer.
I think it's possibly the only circumstance in which I'm happy to see men running around in Speedos, Olivia.
Absolutely. Okay.
So keep an eye on daredevilrun.com if you're interested in signing up and being a sort of an ally to the cause. It'll be later this year. And the Cancer Association website is cansacancer.org.za. Olivia, I want to thank you so much and enjoy the time as a new granny. Thank you very much for taking a break from it to chat to us today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Olivia Kalewis, the nurse, and works for the Cancer Association. And Mark, I'm going to leave the final word to you. What's the message to guys listening to this interview today that you'd like to share?
I think to keep it simple, check your ghoulies. And, you know, if you feel anything amiss your body, you know your body better than anybody else. Feel anything amiss or strange, go to the doctor, have it checked out, and it could save your life.
Mark Lewis, I'm so glad it did for you, and enjoy the time with the new arrival. Congrats again to you and your wife. Mark, a testicular cancer survivor. So once again, if you are looking for more resources, if you're unsure about anything, if you want to know what age you need to start getting these checks done, etc., lots of resources available on the website www.cancer.org.za, and that's spelled C-A-N-S-A.